Good morning, everyone. I think we'll just do a brief continuation of where we are up to in the Mishnayos. So we finished the first 11 steps of the 39 Malachos. That's to make bread, and the next 13 are in order to make some sort of fabric or cloth. So we'll just do a few of them this morning. So the first is, as we mentioned the other day, Hagoz is Esat Semer. That's if you're shearing wool. So the practical applications to this are taking out any taking anything off of a live animal or a live substance. So, for example, we mentioned biting nails on Shabbos could be problematic. Another problematic issue with this could be, let's say I have chicken on Shabbos and I want to remove the feathers, a couple of feathers left on my chicken. Can I take those out of the chicken on Shabbos? So it's not so simple. Ideally, try not to do that. There are leniencies that say that if the feather is coming out after it's cooked, the feather is basically already pulled out, so maybe you can take it out. But ideally, in general, with this in particular, because there are other issues of removing the bad from the good, we try just to take the chicken and not to remove the feathers in general. So that's good. So after we shear the wool off the sheep, so then we have to clean the wool of the sheep. So that's the general cleaning process of it. So this then kind of applies to any cleaning on Shabbos. A person gets a stain on their shirt on Shabbos or a stain on their tie on Shabbos. Ideally, a person should not try and clean this. It's the classic scene that if a person drops some chillin on their tie, then someone will then take a wet cloth to try to wipe it off. Ideally, that is not such a good idea. So please, ideally try not to do that. Then finally, after we clean the wool of the hamenapsos, then we begin to comb. They comb through the wool to take out any other impurities. So you can imagine if a person's brushing their hair on Shabbos, so this person has tangled hair, they're brushing through that could be an issue of menapates, so try not to do that. And then finally, we'll stop with this malacha, with the fourth malacha in this, of the 13 of this process, that's sovo. So this is the idea of coloring and dyeing on Shabbos. So once they would already prepare the wool, then they would dye the wool, because you have nice different color curtains in the Mishkan or whatever it is, so you'd have to dye it. So any sort of dyeing of anything on Shabbos could be a problem. So for example, let's say a person wants to have, a big example of this is, let's say a person wants to have some sort of toilet freshener on Shabbos, and it changes the color of the water of the toilet. And every time you flush, well, the water gets drained, and then you recolor the water with that's nice purple lavender scent. So that could be a problem on Shabbos, so try not to do that. Let's say you're at someone's house who is not aware of this malacha, and then you flush the toilet and you see that it's going to be colored every time, so I still would recommend flushing the toilet. And the argument is that you wouldn't really have to worry about the fact that you're coloring it, because you don't really care about that. You're just worried about flushing the toilet. So that could be an issue. There's also a concept of a tsovin ba'ochlin. So let's say I have my food, I have my water in my cup, and then I have a little bit of water left in the cup, but let's say I want to pour some soda. So if I have my water and then I pour my Diet Coke in there, then I'm coloring the water. So there's a general concept that we say ain't tsovin ba'ochlin, that there is no really real issue of coloring with food. That nonetheless, right, so in theory, me'ikra hadin, it probably would be permissible to pour the Diet Coke in the water, but still people seem to have a stringency and not to do it. So I still recommend, let's say you want to have your seltzer and your grape juice, that's a big one, people, or a seltzer and orange juice, people like to mix those drinks on Shabbos. Ideally, it's best to put the orange juice or the grape juice in the cup first and then pour the seltzer or whatever in afterwards, just so you're not coloring the seltzer or the water. But we'll stop right here with this and we'll continue with these malachos. Tomorrow you'll see that there's a whole group of malachos in here that's all about making thread and making the actual fabric itself. That's a little bit more complicated and technical, so we'll maybe just brush through that really quickly, because it's kind of hard to explain without seeing the diagrams, but still we'll try to do it as best we can. But for now, we'll stop right here.